It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I had just sat down on a bench on the sidewalk to rest a minute. I was talking with a friend about some things of mutual interest, and then he came along. I didn't know him, but my friend did. And he and my friend began a conversation. He was old, and his face showed the wrinkles of many years of hard work. His clothes were shabby. In his hand, he carried a carton of soft drink bottles. I was unsure if he intended to purchase some soft drinks or if he was collecting the bottles for the deposit refund. The conversation between him and my friend had not been going very long until he began speaking of the power and love of God. "The Lord is good to us," he said. "He'll take care of us. That's what he promised." As he spoke, I thought about what the Galilean had said about the lowly and meek and poor. "The Lord," he said, "he's sure been good to me." I know he couldn't have placed his hand on $50 if he had to, but he could speak and be truthful in speaking about the goodness of God. As he continued, he said, "The Lord, he don't put no more on us than we can bear." He was black. He knew years and years of discrimination and rejection. He knew what it was to be mocked and ridiculed and slighted because he was black. I carefully observed him now, curious as to the type of individual willing to tell a total stranger about how good the Lord had been to him. As my eyes went down his slim frame, I saw that he was very badly deformed. One leg was twisted in. It was a handicap which made it difficult to walk, and yet he never mentioned it. Hardly knew that that leg wasn't as good as his other. "The Lord, he will do what he promised," he said. "I got my ticket. It's a one-way ticket going straight to that glory land. They ain't going to find me in that other place. They locked the door behind you down there. No, sir, I'm going straight to glory." You could tell that he was looking forward to that, to glory. There was no hate in his heart. He didn't know much theology, but he sure had a lot of doxology. Poor, old, ignorant, physically handicapped, discriminated against, but all he wanted to talk about was how good God had been to him. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Years ago, the old black gentleman had discovered the truth of those words. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." He knew that too. He knew whom he had trusted, and was sure of where he was headed. The shepherd of men once remarked, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." In heaven, I would imagine that that old black gentleman would be invited to sit at the head of the table in the honor seat. Knowing his nature, he will be surprised when the Lord requests that he move up to that high position. The Lord had been good to him, and he was grateful. It's a shame more of us don't feel the same gratitude.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.